Well, I suppose you highlighted there the one at Christmas, you know, was fantastic, and there was massive demand, you know, from the trainers essentially to run one at Easter. But, you know, I suppose when, you know, a lot of planning and thought had went into it, and, you know, I suppose even recently we went to price not just the insurance again, the insurance had obviously significantly quite hired, but also this week we were notified as well, as these events obviously take double the wastage, you know, in terms of what we have to do. The bin company that currently services our commercial premises are raising the price by 4.2% alone. Of course, obviously there was significant factors as well with the rise in fuel costs that unfortunately some traders couldn't attend, as you know, as the difficulty obviously and the panic sets in, you know, that they might not be able to afford to attend as well.
And I suppose just to set the scene for this, it was due to happen around April 4th and 5th, and there was 25 small businesses to be taking part in this.
Aye, very similar to what Christmas was. I mean, Christmas, while we didn't get the weather, we had the marquee, which, and you know, even for ourselves, you know, we set a fee, you know, and basically that fee, we don't make anything from that fee. That fee just goes to cover the insurance and goes to cover the cost of, you know, the marquee and wastage and stuff like that. And obviously we generate, you know, revenue in terms of people that come by and then come into the shop as well, because the yard is attached to the shop. So yeah, look, I mean, that was the plan, and unfortunately, while it is disappointing, you know, it obviously we just have to rejig and see if we can do something then at a later date, and hopefully something will come up when things are maybe a bit better.
And that pitch, the fee was £30. So, the fee itself wasn't, you know, it's not something that's going to necessarily maybe break the bank. That might be a wrong sort of term to use the way things are at the minute. But you talk there about the fuel prices, and so for you would have had vendors coming from Donegal. What was their total output before they would have set foot coming into which led to them pulling out?
Well, essentially, like, you give or take, you know, somebody coming from even the likes of Bundoran, you know, which, give or take, it's an Irish Drabhan. I mean, even at the minute, like, you know, you look at some of the fuel costs in Donegal, and I've seen actually myself some of them at €2.30 in some stations, and it's kind of varied, you know, amongst all the stations. You know, if you take Donegal as an example, I mean, €20 not going to get you far, you know, even from, I might be saying it wrong, but from Bundoran, even Mr. Bannon, I don't even think a €20 would get you there at the minute. So if you take that outgoing cost, you know, give or take, like if you're filling a van, like you could be 2 hours set up and 2 hours take down, the cost of filling, you know, the vehicle, and then obviously the cost of your pitch fee. You know, you could be out in excess of maybe €60-70 by the time you take your time. And you know, these are market traders, you know, like €60 or €70 could be some of them what they're making a day.
And you know, like we, I would have a very, very marginal amount of experience in markets, my the kind of, you know, like the sort of craft fair myself, and that's it. Like, it's lovely being there, and you know, it's so nice seeing all the stuff, but there is a bit of an air of people really do come sort of for that experience, and there can be times where vendors end up sort of losing out on it.
Yeah, look, I'm coming from experience myself. Before we had the shop, we were nearly 2 years at a market stall as well, and you had your good weeks and you had your bad weeks, and you know, but to be honest with you, like it was the community around you, you know, the market traders, you know, and you know, and that's basically what it's built on. It's built on, you know, being at the market and that atmosphere, and we wouldn't even have a customer base if it wasn't for a market. We wouldn't even be anywhere near that, and that's how we built up our base, was a market.
And as you said, like that, if that's how you built up your base, it's a worrying time now for traders going forward.
I think it's a worrying time for everybody going forward. I mean, if you take, you know, market traders, certainly, I mean, because a lot of people might do this as a part-time as well, you know, and sadly the markets are dwindling because, you know, you look at the, you know, the cost of insurance and things, and then, you know, the venues as well, you know, obviously lighting, heating, if there is certain venues, like our costs as well, you know, marquee costs. I mean, a marquee cost alone for us to set up for even 25 vendors is around £950. You know, so them costs, and then you look at obviously our own costs as a business to run this. I mean, we have to put extra resources, we know even recently, you know, the local council voted on a 4.8% increase, which was one of the highest in the north of Ireland. So we have them costs as well. They contribute, you know, lighting, heating as well, which, you know, goes, it's just astronomical at the minute. Look.
How has cancelling this event left your business? Are you losing out now as a result, or have you lost out already?
Obviously people are disappointed. Like, it would have, I mean, if what we've seen at Christmas there over the 2 days, we actually ran it over two nights in Christmas, we've seen hundreds of people, to the point that, you know, what that kind of impacted us, it actually gave us enough financial income to basically get through January, which was great, you know, and it's initiatives like this that we do, not just obviously to help our own business in terms of revenue, but also as a community aspect, and really drive people from not just the town, but outside the town into Strabane, because we want people in the town. You know, we want people not just to come to us, but to go and see other things as well, and to help so that everybody can get a turn.
And it's events like this here that really boost that idea of shopping local as well. And I suppose as we kind of come into, you know, times are sort of getting tough for everyone, as you were saying there, it seems to be that local businesses are the first to suffer because people will just gravitate to going online.
It is, look, it's the way the world is going, and you know, when, sadly, you know, as I said, you know, the shop local, it is something that, you know, people have gone, I suppose, more convenience, more than actually shopping local. There is, you know, a lot of people are starting to switch on as well, that local is better too, but there still is, you know, it's very hard to compete with like market chains, simply, like, I mean. But what I would say is you won't get the quality of what local traders, but also local market traders can offer as well. But, and it's not just that, it's the social aspect. You know, these really are social places as well, where people can meet and have a chat and have a laugh. And, you know, sometimes, like, it's a bit daunting going into, like, big commercial market, big commercial places or something like that. And it's just, you're just there for convenience more than anything.
And now you mentioned there that you're looking at something for the summertime. Is there anything really set in the works yet, or what's that looking like?
Probably a bit more prolonged, you know, something like a 4 week thing rather than just, you know, a 2 day thing. We still want to obviously focus heavily on community, and one of the feelings obviously from myself and, you know, is trying to give back to the community and looking at like a free family event or something like that that we can do, you know, to kind of celebrate where we're from and kind of, you know, you drive, I suppose, external business into the town as well, like, as much as we can.
And I suppose finally now, just to wrap it up, is there any sort of message that you would give to people listening who might be maybe leaning towards that more online shopping rather than going local?
Look, I mean, you know, online is, look, obviously as everybody uses it, but you know, how many packages are returned online? To me, like, look, we all use online. There's certain things, you know, we're called flights and things like that and different bits and pieces. But for me, like, I like going in their place and seeing a thing and being able to touch it and being able to interact with somebody and have that level of service. Because what we see online now is trying to get somebody on the phone, you're generally going to talk to a robot. I mean, nothing beats going in and actually that old school way of talking to somebody and getting first-hand customer service.
The rise in fuel costs and the insurance and the likes of that, those things that you had spoken about, is there any, if there had to be one to try and come down, like, what would your appeal be to the likes of government or the people that have control over this?
I think fuel at the minute, I mean, what we're seeing in the public obviously is some fuel stations even run out because there's massive panic, and with anything like panic and with demand obviously creates inflation. And, you know, obviously if there was a carbon tax cut, I'm sure that would help a lot of people, not just for the fuel cost, but obviously every business and every home has to be able to heat themselves as well. And, you know, that is a big factor that people are choosing to, you know, understandably, you know, heat their homes before they're going out and spend the money. So it does have a big impact on revenue for stores as well.